I'm in my 10th term. When I leave, it'll be just barely under 20 years as Attorney General. I'm now the longest serving Attorney General in Vermont history, and I've got 15 more months of service in this position. But 4 or 5 years ago, I just had in mind that running again in 2012 and 2014 was going to do it for me. And I don't know exactly what I'll do in the next chapter, but I'm got plenty of work to do for 15 months here, but looking forward to doing something different for a while.
What were some of the factors that led you to decide this is going to be it?
Well, I'll be in my very late 60s when I'm done, and I just realized that with this job, there are always new cases coming across my desk, and you know, there's never going to be a good point where it's done. So I just sort of weighing it all, 20 years and 10 terms, that's a good time frame. And so I will not be running for re-election come November of 2016.
When people note your name as Attorney General, there are some very high-profile cases that come up, including most recently Vermont Yankee and the GMOs. Environmental items. We go back a ways. There's the tobacco lawsuit, campaign finance, a couple of those you've argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. You've had some very high profile items come before you.
Just a matter of weeks ago, an organization out of Washington, D.C. called the Competitive Enterprise Institute, it's kind of a conservative organization, put out its list of the nation's worst attorneys general. And for the second time over the last several years, I made that list. And what they're criticizing me for is being as aggressive as I've been with the tobacco industry, with the various pharmaceutical companies, large corporate interests. Being on that list is a badge of honor in my view, whether it's tobacco or various environmental matters, campaign finance. My office has been, and I have been very active, and rightfully so, I think.
Obviously, you work with a cadre of other lawyers and attorneys. What issues do you think the AG's office has really gotten strong over during your leadership?
I have some wonderful lawyers in my office. We have one the vast majority of the cases that we've been in state and federal courts during the 20 years have brought hundreds of millions of dollars into the state treasury from successful enforcement actions, put millions and millions of dollars into the pockets of Vermonters and recoveries from consumer protection violations and the like.
You still have over a year in office. It's not like you're leaving this November or anything.
Oh, no, and I am busy. Last week, I was at an AG's meeting looking at gender violence issues. I moderated a panel on sexual assault on college campuses. A few weeks before that, I was at another meeting looking at creative efforts by states to deal with impaired drivers and those who have significant drug addiction problems. I'm personally interested in the issue of our reliance on incarceration rates. I want to look at issues of body-worn cameras by police. I'm chairing a committee the legislature created to look at our child protection network and to make recommendations for changes there. And then there are other things that will become public as time goes along. And so certainly not on a glide path for the last 15 months as AG. Lots to do, really important stuff to do. And I expect to be working pretty hard right up to my last day.
An independent counsel appointed by Governor Peter Shumlin is investigating a complaint filed by the vice chair of the Vermont Republican Party alleging campaign finance violations by Attorney General Bill Sorrell during the 2012 and 2014 elections. Sorrell, a Democrat, has denied any wrongdoing and says it is not a factor in his decision to retire. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.